Welcome back. Thank you for joining me on this new episode of the Running Podcast. Let's hop right into it. First on our subject matter is the news. This is as of June 3rd, 2020. Workout Wednesday, sprint workout with East Orange Campus. This was a article was created by the Mile Split staff. Doesn't really specify a name. I do not want an ad. Back in 2017, Mile Split visited East Orange Campus High School in New Jersey to film workout with Corey Pohl, who is one of the country's top hurdlers before he enrolled in the University of Florida later that fall. Check out what East Orange Campus head coach Lace Wigfall had in store for him that spring. Okay. So the workout is 1x350, 1x250, and 1x300. Doesn't specify pace, anything like that. That's the workout. Next article. All right. Behind the numbers. More on axed collegiate men's programs. By Corey Mull. Made an appearance yesterday. It's published June 3rd, 2020. Men's cross country was among one of the programs cut by Akron recently. That's a bummer. I threw my phone on the ground. I don't know if you guys heard that. Over the last several months, college programs from across the country have begun renewing annual budgets and projected fiscal material ahead of the new calendar year. Athletic budgets have been tightly watched, and some universities have opted to eliminate programs altogether. Oh, man, that sucks, man. Can't even imagine, like, my school eliminating my program. That would be awful. Because then I wouldn't have anything else to do. Like, that would be awesome. Awful, I meant. Thus far, 5 men's programs in cross country and track and field have been cut by various universities. Below is the information about those moves. At number one, we got University of Akron's men's cross country sport, men's cross country. Reported reason. University of Akron was to begin trimming 23% of its athletic budget, which is, what the fuck? $65 million is their athletic budget. Oh, wait, that's over the entire board. That makes so much more sense. Oh, bro. That makes so much more sense. For some reason, I thought that was $65 million for the entire cross country. The Akron Beacon Journal reported the cuts will also include the elimination of men's golf and women's tennis. Oh, that sucks. Men's golf and women's tennis. That sucks that they're removing programs like that. Like, people like that. Come on. Like, let's not remove it. We're reportedly going to save $4.4 million. Wow. Cuts were the first move in what will also see a reduction in scholarship salaries, optional expenses, and staffing. That sucks. People who were promised a scholarship now don't get as much as they were promised. The move reportedly impacted 23 male and 9 female athletes. That sucks. Can't imagine. Association was the Mid-Atlantic Conference. Athlete breakdown. Cross country, 16. Coaches breakdown, 3. I don't really understand what those are. All right. number 2, Central Michigan Indoor Track and Outdoor Track and Field. Sport, men's indoor and outdoor track and field, obviously. Reported reason, indoor and outdoor track. Oh, outdoor. Spelled wrong. Outdoor track had an annual budget of $629,798 a year. Oh, wow. That's crazy. Over half a million for that, their annual budget. The immediate short-term savings will be around $300,000 per year. Oh, wow. The Detroit News reported. Right now, our financial sustainability, this is the decision, the solution I came to. Athletic Director Michael Alford to Detroit News. Sorry, I have food in my teeth. I just got done eating dinner. Association was the Mid-American Conference. Notes, Central Michigan was the first NCAA Division I school in Michigan to cut a program. Athlete breakdown, 36. Outdoor and indoor track and field. Reportedly, 36 athletes are affected. Through Central Michigan only lists 24 athletes on its 2019-2020 roster. Coaches breakdown. 6 coaches were on staff as of the cuts. Director of track and field and cross country, Jenny Swayden. I said that wrong, butchered it. Is expected to take over men's cross country. Jason Artman is currently the assistant coach of men's cross country. Central Michigan employed 3 assistant track and field coaches. All right. And number 3. Florida International Indoor Track and Field. All right. Sport, men's indoor track and field. Reported reason. FIU is anticipating financial hardships due to strain of the coronavirus and furloughed 22 athletic department employees. Furloughed. I said that wrong in the originally. In July, ESPN reported that's... Oh my god, I need to get better fucking reading, better. Oh my god. Athletic Director Pete Garcia is going to defer 1 year of his salary, which ESPN has revealed is $435,689. Yikes, that is crazy. That is a big salary. Notes, FIU budgets... just $28 million for athletics. That's quite a big budget, which is 2% of the university's overall budget. Oh, wow. That is, put that in perspective. In 2016, FIU hired football coach Butch Davis, formerly with Miami and UNC, and in 2019, the Orlando Sentinel reported he made $1.432 million in that role with salary and bonuses. Wow, that's a big bank check, bank payroll. FIU will retain its men's cross country and outdoor track and field team. Nearly all of its rostered athletes will compete in those seasons. FIU traveled just 3 times indoors before conference action, to Alabama, Houston, and Boston. The Conference USA Championships are at the Crossplex in Alabama. Association was Conference USA that took charge. And there's a picture of one of their runners, looking like he's doing a nice 1 mile event. All right, number 4, or 5, I don't even know what number I'm on. Not getting a lot of oxygen in my room. Appalachian State Indoor Track and Field. Men's sport. Sport is men's indoor track and field. Reported reason. Appalachian State was cutting 20% of its athletic budget, which is $5 million. Wow. For the 2021 fiscal year. The Winston-Salem Journal reported. Oh my god, I need to get better reading. Men's indoor track was cut, along with men's soccer and tennis, saving the university, in short term, a reported $1 million. Appalachian State now has 17 sports, which is one sport above the red line required to hold an FBS distinction. I'm going to look up, what's an FBS distinction? Control C, open a new tab, Control V. FBS is for, Football Bowl Subdivision. And FCS stands for Football Championship Subdivision. Okay, so it's like, so they can maintain football stuff. Distinction in the Football Bowl Subdivision. Appalachian State will remain, Appalachian State will retain men's track and field. It does not roster men's cross country through the Winston-Salem Journal. Added that App State has won 19 men's indoor championships and 192 individual men's indoor titles. Damian McLean, who took the program over in 2018, will remain the outdoor track and field coach. Association that played a part in this was Sunbelt Conference. I hope I don't sound like a stupid news reporter. Oh, Brown University, Ivy League. Men's indoor track and field and cross country sport. And men's cross country and indoor and outdoor. Oh, indoor and outdoor track and field. Oh. Reported reason. Brown, which competes on the FCS for football, cut 11 varsity sports programs as part of the reported Excellence in Brown Athletics Initiative, a panel which formed in January of 2020. The Providence Journal reported every single men's athletics program at the university, men's cross country and indoor and outdoor track and field, was not immune to that decision. Oh, that sucks. That saw a reduction in nearly 30% of its varsity sports, down from 38 to 27. Brown began to review in 2018 of its athletic programs after the Bears won just 2.8% of available Ivy League titles the previous season. Approximately 150 student athletes and 7 coaches are impacted by the move. The journal found only $500,000 would be will be relocated back to existing sports programs. Notes: Brown produced a 2012 Olympian in the javelin, Craig Kinsley. He was an assistant coach on staff. Association is the Ivy League athlete breakdown. Cross country, 15. Indoor and outdoor track and field, 44. So those were the people, I guess, that were affected. Coaches breakdown. Head coach, 1. 5 assistant coaches and 3 volunteer assistants were all affected. Related links. There's links. I'm going to start putting links in the bio if I want to start monetizing. So after this, I'm going to start monetizing. All right. Three-year progression of the nation's top pole vaulters by Brian DeBell. This was published June 3rd of 2020. I don't want to have to click on any more links. I'm skipping this. All right. That's it for news. Now I'm going to try something new today. I was watching YouTube today and I saw a guy doing a tier list. I know it's an outdated meme. I know. I want to try a tier list based on best running shoe brands of 2020. So, right now, we got Adidas, Ultra, Asics, Atreyu, Brooks, Hoka, Mizuno, New Balance, Newton, Nike, On, Saucony, and Under Armour. All right, let's get started. I'm going to start with my bias. On's, my On is a Swedish Switzerland company. They make trainer. They originally made it for tourism, their shoes for tourism, but then they kind of shifted towards the running scene, and I love their trainers. I have used their trainers since eighth grade, and I still use them today. I love them. That's S tier. Actually, yeah, S tier. Yeah, because they have sponsors. Like, they sponsor runners and stuff. Under Armour, I'm actually going to put down in D tier. D as in Delta. Because when I was growing up, I would get new running shoes every, 2 months. Not because I was growing out of them, but because the Under Armour shoes were falling apart. I don't know if it was because I was, messing around in recess all the time, beating them up, but I was, getting new ones every 2 months because they were, the soles were falling out and, it was not the best. But they do have great apparel, and some of their shoes are good. I'm not knocking Under Armour down to an F, so that's why I put it at D. They have great apparel, though. I'm not gonna lie. Adidas, putting at B tier. Now, Adidas, I'm putting in B tier as in beta. Putting it in B tier because Adidas has good shoes. They got good walk-around shoes, good kick-around shoes. They also have good apparel, like jogging and sweatsuits. They look really nice. They got the lines on the arms. I got a good sweatsuit. And I think, actually, my merch for my high school is either sponsored by Nike or Adidas. I think it's Nike. Ultras. I don't know Ultras as well. So I'm just going to slap them on the, C tier. Stuff I don't know I'm going to slap on. Here, I'm going to actually look up Ultras. The sneakers. Running. Looks like these are made for, oh, wow. They actually look nice. I'm looking at reviews right now. 3.5, 4.5. Yeah, they got good reviews. So I'm going to put it at B tier. With the Adidas. Asics. I had Asics. I liked them. I had them for a little bit, though. And I used them as kick-around shoes. I didn't use them as running shoes, so I don't know how they work as running shoes. So I'm going to put them as, C tier. All of these have great apparel. So I quieted down because my parents or my brother, someone was walking outside my door. I don't want them to hear me get loud over shoes. Saucony. Saucony, I use their spikes for cross country. So I'm putting them at A tier. Mostly just because I don't know what their trainers are like. Saucony is really good. Their running jacket is perfect. It's one layer and I get sweaty when it's freezing temperatures, when it's 31 degrees or 30 degrees, I am sweating in it, and it's one thin layer. It's really nice, and I love them. But yeah, I love Saucony's. They're really good and really well made. Brooks, I have a Brooks running jacket, same thing with Saucony, so yeah, I'm gonna slap them on the A tier. Hoka's, I don't know, I've seen a lot of memes with Hoka. Hoka's being bad or something like that. But I'm not sure. I've seen people running them. They seem to like it. I mean, so I'm just going to slap it on like a B tier. New Balance. I actually have worn New Balance. I wore them, I think, to my first job because I had to get black shoes, so I chose New Balance. And they're really comfortable to walk around in, so I can assume they're like insanely comfortable running in. So I'm going to slap that on a B tier. Actually, no. I'm going to slap it on the A tier. Now, Atreyu. A-T-R-E-Y-U. I don't know how to spell, like, pronounce it. Here. I already forgot how to spell it. A-T-R-E-Y-U. This is what they're like. Now, I'm at the level where I don't want to try new shoes. It looks like they're similar to On's, because when I looked up Atreyu shoes, and On's came up. Here, I'm going to check out their website. Based in Austin, Texas. U.S. of A. Shopping. Our shoes. Oh wow, they look nice. Oh, and they're very affordable. 5-star reviews. They're not well known, but I'm just going off of what they are. I'm gonna put them in C tier, because they only have on their website, they only have they only have 3 different types of shoes. It looks like they only have 1 type of shoe, but 3 different colors. One's called the standard issue colorway. The other's the Voyager. And the final one is Fear Only Regret. They all have a really nice color. So I'm slapping it on the C tier, because they don't have a lot of shoes. Luckily, no one's gotten to F tier. Mizuna. Oh, Mizuno, sorry. That's it. Shopping. They look nice. They look like they got a lot of support. They look expensive. They're a little expensive, but like, they look really nice. They look like I feel like I could run on them. I don't really know about that. Mizuno, slapping that on a nice B tier. Actually, I changed my mind. I'm slapping Hoka's down on the C tier. Newton. Newton shoes. They look comfortable. Looks like something you would wear to like. Looks like something you would wear for like soccer practice or like indoor shoes. I'm not clowning on like Newton shoes or anything like that. It just looks like something you would wear for like soccer or maybe like if you have a soccer time trial. I mean, they're expensive shoes. They were $155 for the first one I saw, and yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're great quality, but I'm going to slap those on the C tier as well, just because I don't know a lot about them. Finally, there's Nike. Nike is obviously S tier, because of their cutting edge Nike Vaporflies, X%. I'm obviously biased because I have a pair. They also have the Nike Alphaflies, which now go for $1,200 on StockX in my size, which is awful. Now, this is my personal opinion. If you guys have a personal opinion, that's fine. This is just obviously I'm a bias because I've had my heart set on these Saucony's, On's, and Nikes for my entire running career, basically. So I'm very biased towards them. And if you want to give this a shot, I'm on tiermaker.com/create/best-running-shoe brands of 2020. So I'm on tiermaker.com. That's where I found this, and it's created by the community. So that's my personal opinion. That's my tier list. Might do more tier lists in the future based off like athletes or something. All right. So I left mile split open because I wanted to see. So I moved from Ohio to Pennsylvania when I was in third grade, and I always thought how awesome it would be to go to the high school, Upper Arlington High School in Ohio. Sounded like a dream, or like something really cool, because like I was in like third grade, I was like, oh, big kids go there. So I'm gonna go check out their stats on MileSplit, see if they're they're better than mine teams. My internet's really slow today, so. Ohio. Am I on the right one? I'm on the right one. All right. Gender. All. I want to see cross country. I don't care about track, really. I want to see what my class would be. See if I recognize any names. All right. Filter. All right. Season best. All right. Not year 2020. I'm going to go 2019. 100 meter, 142. I'm in 1142. Wow, 142. That'd be like zooming, light speed. Okay. 100 meter, 1142. That's pretty good. 200 meter, 2385. 400 meter, 5196. 800 meter, 201. 1600 meter, 425. 3200 meter, 954. Oh, wow. I am almost, like, I'm like 4 seconds off from that. Ooh. Okay. 110 hurdles, 1480. 300 meter high hurdles, I think. 300 meter hurdles, 39:45. Looks like Isaac Perry's a good runner. Cause, oh shoot, I probably shouldn't disclose that name. Well, this kid is a really good runner because he's got records in the 200, 100, I mean 110 hurdles and 300 hurdles. All right, 4x1 relay team. 4x1, sorry. 44, 49. 4x2, 134. 4x4, 334. 4x8, 836. All right. High jump, 6 foot. Tyan Matthews. Oh, shoot. I gotta stop saying names. I don't want to disclose their... I don't want to fucking dox them. Well, anyway, he's already graduated, so not a big deal. Long jump. I don't know how to measure that. Is that 20 foot 5.25? Yeah, 20 feet, 5 inches and a quarter. Yikes, that's good, I guess. I mean, I have no frame of reference when it comes to field events, obviously. Pole vault, 12 foot 8. I'm gonna say that's okay, because our top pole vaulter does like somewhere around like 14 feet, 16 feet. I don't know. I'm not good at fucking distance. I meant, not distance. I totally forgot that I'm using the browser, and I have a 30-minute recording limit, and I completely forgot. I completely overlooked it. This is me just finding out. I'm very frustrated. So it didn't take long. It was like maybe like 2 more minutes of talking until I noticed. I really just like they. It seemed like they had a few articles, meaning like they. It looks like they were pretty good. I looked at a old friend from Ohio's stats. They're pretty good. I'm just going out and saying that you didn't miss a lot. I don't feel like recording again. So I'm just going to leave it off here. If you haven't gone on your run today, I suggest you do it. You know, it's a good way to keep your mind straight during this awful quarantine. If you have already gone on your run today, great job. I'm very happy that you took time out of your day to get physically fit, mentally fit. So just stay healthy altogether. And if you are doing this while running, listening to this while running, what the hell? You are a machine. Multitasking machine. I am going to link my Strava account. I'm linking my Strava account to this in the description of this video. So you guys can, I guess, see my Strava, see what I'm working on, see what I'm doing. If you don't have Strava, you can get it. It's a really universal app. If you guys listen to the Athlete Special, he has a Strava, so he posts on that normally. So, putting my Strava, maybe gonna start a YouTube channel for this summer, maybe just to record myself while I'm recording. Post that, maybe, no way of telling. Just a little teaser right there. That's it for me. All right. Have a great rest of your day.